Welcome to the Cloud Source Podcasts. This is Christian talking. Let's now look at the last pillar in the hybrid management functional reference architecture. We call that pillar service assurance. It's very much the detect to correct area in IT for IT. We now have a user who's using an instance of a service. Something may go wrong. Detect to correct and service assurance looks at whether something goes wrong and acts if it's the case. So what you'll find in there is in the supply layer, the monitoring and the detection of the states and the health of all of the resources that are actually used in the service instance. In the delivery layer, those are actually pulled together to look at the overall service instance status. That's where we enable diagnosis and remediation. That's where change control happens. That's where the service health is actually taken into account. And that's where we maintain and manage configurations. This information is then taken to the demand layer to compile the quality of experience, the service level management. But that's also where we do incident management and quality of experience. So you see through the three layers, we have the same decomposition from the resources, the overall service or service instance, and the reporting back to the end user. So let's look at each and every one of the elements in more detail. Let's start at the information as it goes to the end user, or potentially to the help desk. It starts at the top. The quality of experience is really a depiction of the actual experience the user has of the service. So this is where we will analyze things like response time, latencies, performance, and others, to ensure we are the user has an appropriate user experience. And I think we've talked enough about the importance of user experience in cloud services to highlight the importance of this element. Quality of experience goes together with service level management. When the end user requests an instance of a service, he subscribes to the SLA agreements proposed by the service or for the service, actually. Now, what you want to know is what is the actual SLA versus the SLA that we have agreed upon? Is the service accepting and assessing and delivering the service levels that have been agreed? It's actually quite important to know that for the end user, but also for the provider of the service. Theoretically, with a service and with an SLA associated with a service, penalties can take place. Through the management of service levels, we can see whether those penalties are actually applicable, yes or no. When something happens, an event takes place. That event may actually turn into an incident if something actually goes wrong. That incident may become a problem that in turn becomes a defect. Now, defect management can be found in the service capability design, which is part of requirement to deploy. It's through the incident management and the transformation of an incident into a problem and into a defect that a trigger is sent to requirement to deploy in general and to defect management in particular to trigger the development teams that they need to solve the defect and potentially recreate a new version of the service so that service instances can be upgraded to the latest version and that the incident can actually be avoided. But obviously, incidents do not automatically result in defects. They should, however, be flagged to the help desk so that the help desk can actually take the appropriate actions to avoid the incident in the future. Particular actions for particular types of issues may be raised through incident management. And obviously, one of the typical issues we're all thinking is security concerns. Seeing whether something happens that needs to be addressed. The last one is knowledge management. As things happen, as requests come in through the help desk, the responses can be documented and enable a capability for self-help. When you have chatbots and others, this is where they will actually play. They will help remove work for the help desk or for the agents in the help desk so that they can focus on the real difficult issues and having the repeat questions answered automatically through some chatbots and others. So there's different capabilities that sit in that knowledge management. They're important moving forward as we actually start entering and adding bionics and other elements into our reference architecture. So that's really for the demand layer. Let's now move to the delivery layer. The delivery layer actually receives events about what happens with the resource. It needs to check what the implications of that is to the end-to-end service. So the service held will actually monitor in an ongoing fashion all resources and all providers that participate in this service instance. Their availability, their status, their health, some critical events, including obviously security events and others, are managed through the event management and the service health. Now, once you figured out that something goes wrong, you actually need to figure out what the root cause is, because you may have multiple events happening and stacked up to each other, all having the same root cause. And it is this root cause that will actually be transferred to incident management and then potentially trigger defect management. So it's the identification of the root cause and, where possible, the automatic remediation of that root cause that is done in diagnostics and remediation. Two additional elements are added to this. One is configuration management. The continuous capture of the state and the configuration of all artifacts that are actually part of the service. It populates the configuration management database, which is actually part of the services backbone. So if at one moment in time, for whatever reason, you need to change the service from one server to another, that's immediately captured in configuration management. And then last but not least, management of change that applies to the delivered services. So here we will handle error corrections, new versions of services, and others. We maintain that on a service instance perspective. Now for those elements to actually be able to execute and work, they really need the resource monitoring, which is basically the monitoring of all resources individually for their availability, their status, their health, critical events, and collecting all of that information. Usage collection, which is not part of service assurance, is very tightly coupled with resource monitoring. But remember, we talked about usage collection last time because it's what's help you measuring the utilization of the different resources and ultimately be able to do show back or charge back. Okay? So this is really closing off our functional reference architecture as such. Now, there's one additional element I want to talk about, and that is how multiple clouds are actually interacting with each other in our hybrid management functional reference architecture. Because who speaks about my hybrid management speaks about the possibility of having multiple clouds that need to interact with each other. Throughout the previous podcast, I sort of hinted at that at a number of occasions. What I want to do is wrap up this series by really describing this in more detail, in making sure you understand how multiple clouds interact with each other and where the broker actually comes in and plays a very critical role. In the meantime, have a great day. Thank you for listening and hope to talk to you soon.